Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
This Friday morning, slightly different because John Gibbons, even when he's in town and he's had a few, he tends to try and make his way into here, but he's been in Germany. So he's not managed to escape Dortmund and get back in time. Don't you worry whatsoever. We're still doing Sound of Merseyside. And over the next half hour, we're going to talk with Andy Scott and Kev from the Smithdown Festival, which is on our doorstep. And as well as that, we've got Matty from the Shipbuilders in the studio. Morning to you, Matty.
Morning.
Let's find a little bit more out about yourselves and your band, first of all, the Shipbuilders. How long have they been about?
About a year now. About a year. We're a four-piece all local lads.
Local lads. Yeah, where are you all from?
I'm from the Swan originally. Our drummer's West Derby, bass player's Town, and our guitarist from Rainhill, so he's a bit exotic.
How do the bands get together in terms of you lot meeting each other? You've been in a couple of bands before that, haven't you?
Yeah, I was mates with the guitarist, been mates with him for years, and the bass player's actually my future brother-in-law, so that's quite handy. And then I just met the drummer through various other people, mates of mates type of thing.
Natural synergy.
That's it, yeah.
But brought you all together.
To face, yeah.
Is it, I was talking to you off air about what you want to achieve, and the Shipbuilders, we played some of your music, we played one of your tracks about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Brilliant stuff, and we'll play one a little bit later on, about 10 minutes time. But where do you want to get to, you know, with that music scene? You're studying at the moment. You're your student, aren't you?
Eternal student.
Student.
Yeah. But with the band, I mean, it's cool to say, oh, we're happy to gig. But, you know, I'm not going to.
You want a bit of notoriety. You want a bit of stardom, don't you?
I'm not going to turn down world domination, like, but, you know.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
People should know who we are.
Yeah.
You're the singer. Do you play any instruments as well?
Yes, guitar.
Guitar. When did you first pick that up?
Oh, God, about 15 years ago now, I think.
Right, what, just sat in your bedroom and thought?
Got an Oasis songbook and the Lars album, and that was me for about 5 years.
Really?
Yeah, coming out with a cup of tea, and other than that, I was just locked away.
So those early influences were bands like Oasis?
They were, yeah. You know, 14, 15-year-old, yeah. And into Oasis then, someone put me onto the Lars, and that changed everything. I think most people who play guitar in Liverpool will have a similar story, but first time we had the Lars, it changed everything.
Yeah, I mean, just an amazing sort of scene. And actually, if you think of the decades we're in now, and the last decade, that musical sort of framework doesn't exist in the same way, perhaps, does it, as, you know, the bands you're talking about there?
It doesn't. I mean, I remember when bands like The Coral and that first came out, and the whole bandwagon scene erupted. Sneaking into the Zanzibar with my fake ID, that felt like something was happening, you know, a real thing. And a few, you know, scenes have come and gone since then, for want of a better word. But I think at the moment it's a really good vibe about the
city. Well, it's great in the city, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's great
in the city. Is, yeah.
I suppose I was talking about the overriding sort of the bigger bands nationally, in terms of your Blurs, Oasis's.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those big influences.
Yeah.
But I think the scene in the city, and I've only found this out in recent months through doing this feature, it's pretty amazing, isn't it? Some of the bands out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
By yourselves, who else do you really enjoy watching at the moment?
I went to see the Blue Soul. I've seen them a few times over the past month. Nick Ellis, who used to be in a band called The Maybes, who were great. His new outfit, the Blue Soul, they're fantastic. Really high-energy rock and roll, you know, good time music, like them. Dead Cassettes, they're cool.
Dead Cassettes?
Yeah, they're cool, yeah. There's loads, to be honest. Mine's gone a bit blank, but the Blue Soul especially, yeah.
Lots of them out there. Yeah, the name of your band, The Shipbuilders, and we were talking the other week about nautical influences, especially within the city.
Yeah, yeah.
Being so close to the Mersey and the Irish Sea. Where did that one come from?
Funny enough, my great-granddad was actually a shipbuilder, but I didn't know that at the time. But I've told this to a few people. The night Thatcher died, we all went out. And it was a bit of a do in the town. And so the music that was getting played around town, there was, you know, a lot of Billy Bragg, a lot of John Lennon, and then Shipbuilding by Elvis Costello got played a lot that night, and because it's about the Falklands War and Thatcher and one thing and another. And so when I went home, I kind of had that on repeat, and it just kind of struck me, like, it's such a powerful song anyway, but even just the name Shipbuilding, I thought, oh, yeah, there's something in that.
Bit of a political influence.
Yeah. Raging socialist.
Right, have you got an album out already? Or
no, we've got stuff up on SoundCloud, right. soundcloud.com/theshipbuilders. Although we're going to be in the studio in May recording a single. So we'll have two new tracks out very soon, hopefully.
How do you sort of plan ahead to get an album together as you're virtually at the very sort of start of that journey as a band, aren't you? You've only been together a year. How do you sort of get it in your heads, right, we need to be targeting putting a full album together? Is that how it's done anymore, even?
I think some people do. I know certain bands are like similar stage to us who are recording albums, but I think we're just taking it like a single at a time at the moment. The last stuff we did, we just put it out for free because we just wanted like the exposure, people to hear us, and put it on SoundCloud, download it, tell the mates about it, one thing or another. And then luckily, a group called Ocean Waves Productions, who are doing loads for the city at the moment, they're really good. They heard our stuff and they liked us, and so they're offering to take us into the studio to do it like a proper single. And we'll just see where it goes from there, really.
So you just need a bit of luck sometimes as well.
I think there is that a bit, yeah. But, you know, we graft, you've got to put the effort in as well.
How many sort of hours a week are you together outside of you studying and... What are the other lads doing? Have they got full-time jobs? Or...
Yeah, we're all working, yeah. Yeah, right. We're all working lads.
So is it literally every night, get together?
Not every night. Heads? No. We practice in Vulcan Studios down the Dock Road. So we do that once or twice a week, but they're like four-hour sessions, and then we gig. We try and gig as much as we can. So we do live in each other's pockets sometimes, yeah.
Oh, gosh. You are playing, and I mentioned before, we've not got them in yet, but Andy and Scott coming in a moment or two. They're from the Smithdown Road Festival.
Yeah.
And you're involved in that this year?
Yeah, we're playing Kelly's Bar on that. It's not quite confirmed yet, either the Saturday or the Monday. But yeah, we're playing that. The lineup for the whole thing's brilliant. Can't wait for that.
You've been involved in this before, haven't you? The Smithdown Road Festival?
No, I haven't actually. I've been to it, like, but it's our first year playing it. I'm made up to be asked. The lineup's just brilliant and it's all free.
What we're going to do now is play one of your tracks. You've got a couple of tracks, as you say, you've already done. Is this one the one you've had most sort of feedback on and the big ticks and the positives about?
Yeah. Very kindly, The Echo did a feature on us as well, and this is the song they put on the site, and it all went a bit mental.
Do you want to introduce it then?
Yeah, this is it. We are the Shipbuilders. This song's called Stranger's Lament. Thank you.
What a finale. Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Got Matty from the Shipbuilders in with me this morning. That's well, you can find that track via their social media. So if you head to what, Facebook?
Yeah, I don't know, Facebook or SoundCloud. Both of them just slash the Shipbuilders. And it'll be on there.
It's brilliant. I've got just an image of someone with some maracas at the very end of that going absolutely crackers. And I remember this tune from a few weeks ago, and we were saying at the time, it's something out of Kill Bill. There's some sort of serious, mysterious undertone to everything going on in that,
oh,
that song.
I like that. Yeah, yeah.
What is it? What was it written about?
I had the tune first, and that's mostly how I write tunes. I get the actual music first, and I thought, so it sounds a bit... I don't know, almost Eastern European, but gypsy-ish or something. And so then I thought, well, how about the idea of a stranger coming to a foreign land and being a bit, ooh, what's going on here?
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. I bet that's brilliant live. I bet that really sort of goes off on one.
And we open with that one because it you know, builds and then it kind of the drummer cracks in and that's it. Then so we open with that one and it seems to get the energy up in the room, which is what you want.
No maracas on the...
no, but if you want to come down to our next gig.
Shake the maracas on the stage or something like that. Brilliant. So you can catch that via their SoundCloud.
Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.